Cloud cover is variable across the region today. In some areas, it has been a bright and sunny day, but in other spots, the clouds have been rather stubborn, keeping things on the gray side. On the bigger picture, the damaging storm that dropped over 2 feet of rain over portions of South Carolina is now moving away from the coast, and by moving out over the ocean, we've seen that heavy rainfall come to an end across both North and South Carolina. Of course, the flooding has been devastating in the Carolinas with so much rainfall in only 3 days. The particular storm was not a tropical system. However, it did have a tropical connection, and that helped to produce those excessive rainfall totals. Also out in the ocean today is Hurricane Joaquin, which continues to charge across the North Atlantic. The storm is moving to the northeast at about 18 miles per hour, and it's out over the water for the next few days. However, as we work towards the end of this week into the weekend, there is potential the storm could impact portions of Europe as an extratropical storm. For us, things look to remain quiet over the next couple of days. We'll see a blend of clouds and stars tonight, so it'll be partly to variably cloudy. Some areas of fog are possible, especially in spots where it does remain mainly clear. Overnight's low temperatures will drop back into the 40s and lower 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, a cold front will move across the region. This front will have very little moisture associated with it, so we're looking for a blend of clouds and sunshine. No wet weather is in the forecast, though it's always possible that we see a sprinkle or two as the front comes through. It'll be a breezy day with temperatures running in the 60s to around 70. We will feel the difference on Thursday with temperatures only in the upper 50s to middle 60s, and that is a bit more typical for this time of year. And on Thursday, we are expecting mostly sunny conditions. Then on Friday, our next storm system will approach. We will see clouds increase and a likelihood for rain as the day rolls along, as that area of low pressure works its way through the Great Lakes into the northeast. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the upper 50s to lower and mid-60s, and on Friday, becoming cloudy with rain developing, highs in the upper 50s to lower, perhaps mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.